about the growing of the corn and the cotton.
And the hay.
And the hay.
And where do you, what do you do with the hay after you, you
bale
cut
it
down?
You bale it in the field. That's your grain, you know.
Do you ever stack it up in the...
Yeah,
in,
they stack, not like you see in the foreign lands, but this, they stack it up to look like a house.
What's that called?
Well, I don't know what to call it, but I've just seen it in traveling over there. In Italy and southern France.
That's right,
in the
yeah.
field, stacked up like bales, in bales, and like a house, have a little, one stuck at the end, looked like a chimney.
But what did you, how did you do it?
We did it, they bale it too. They bale hay and put it up there. And so we didn't need the hay anymore, so son said he'd sold it, would be enough for that and some timber he sold to pay interest on, pay the taxes for 2 years.
Suppose you stack it up.
How do we stack, they stack it up? The men stack it up, they have...
And before you bale it, after you cut it, you stack it, you ever stack it up?
Oh, after you, it's got to get dry.
What do you call
that? You can't bale in the hay.
Is that what you...
Bale in the hay.
You never heard...
And they have a machine, bless your heart, I said, I hope that's my friend.
I'm just delighted to see you.
Run this through.
Well, where this Indian piece?
Here's the one you were showing me.
Well, if you don't want that, I think I better keep it. Now, I might have to do something about Indians.
Well, I didn't realize there were any Indians right in Atlanta. Or not in a village, anyway.
Yeah, that's all local, sort of, in a way. And so is this, but it tells about when they went to build the house in 1855. Well, they got the land in 1846. Started to build the house. He wanted it for his home, but also they had the, started the academy. They called them academy, and then the institute, and then something else, the schools. But at any rate, he wanted his house big enough to take in some of those pupils and teachers for the school, so they built that house. But there were no accommodation for the teachers. The academy began to be famous. But however, there was no accommodation for teachers and pupils. And so it made the insufficient business. He undertook to provide the needs by building that big house. There were no architects available at the time. And this doctor became his own architect and supervisor of the construction. He personally selected the timber and scored the best materials, secured the best materials available. He was most particular in sitting on the best of everything. So the house, the only one in the county antedating the Civil War, still stands in excellent condition. But that was about all. It didn't have any architects. Now let's see what this. This is this oldest state courthouse in our state. That's just Georgia, of course. It's the oldest state county state. Let's see what else it got. If there was anything I had that would help you, I wanted you to have to see it. Now what it was? Oh, this. I told you about the. My homeland down yonder with where they got the bounty of land and the family was still in it. Well, this is the picture that's in the paper about it. Now, that's that original home they started in, when the Indians were there. And it's still out there in the backyard. They've used it as a smokehouse for years, ever since they built the house in front of it. And there was an attic in there where we children had to sleep. See, there's another side there, it looked like. And I know we went up the steps and slept up there on pallets when so many of us children went there.